were steeped in vice and pride. The Jews, beloved of God, had strayed from him. Everywhere there was sin and gloom, no bright spot on the face of the earth. But when Mary was born, a light arose amid the darkness, the dawn of the glorious day that was to usher in the Redeemer. So too the darkness of the sinner's soul is dispersed by Mary's holy influence. Where the love of her is born in the soul, all becomes full of light, and Jesus comes to make his habitation there. Mary, in the first hour of her life, brought more glory to God than all the saints of the Old Testament. In her were made perfect the obedience of Abraham, the chastity of Joseph, the patience of Job, the meekness of Moses, the prudence of Josiah. It is because she is the model and pattern of these and all other virtues that she can communicate them to us. This particular reflection beautifully and succinctly expresses for us the necessity of relationship with our Blessed Mother. I am still slightly confounded when I discover those who, hearing me preach and speak about Our Lady, say to me afterwards that they themselves find it difficult to have relationship with her. This simply does not compute to me, any more so than someone telling me they simply do not eat or sleep, because neither sleeping or eating makes sense to them. If one wishes to live, and of course we all do, if one wishes to deepen his relationship with our Lord and our Savior, which of course we want to do, then we must have recourse and relationship with Our Lady. There is no reason to buy into the lie that has been told by our separated brethren, a lie, sadly, that so many Catholics have bought into, that relationship with our Blessed Mother somehow takes away from our relationship with our Lord. As we hear from this reflection, but more importantly, as we know from the life of Holy Mother Church herself, that properly situated, oriented relationship with Our Lady only and always brings us closer to our Lord. Where the love of her is born in the soul, because of that, she brings about light that comes from Christ. Christ makes his dwelling in us. One of the very early typologies of helping the church come to understand who Our Lady is was that understanding and juxtaposition between Eve and Mary. Eve, who brings about through her disobedience death and sin and punishment. She who, in bringing forth life, brings forth a sinner and brings forth life in pain and in tears. Our Blessed Mother, however, is the one who brings obedience properly situated, and in her obedience brings forth new and everlasting life. She participates in the foundation of righteousness, brings forth salvation because she brings forth the sinless one. And her life is not a life of tears, but a life of gladness and joy. As she herself proclaims, "I am the handmaid of the Lord, as my soul magnifies and give glory to God." The first disposition for all of us before our Blessed Mother is always one of contemplation, to come to a deeper and better understanding of the blessings that God bestows upon us precisely by, from the beginning of time, preparing for the foundation, the refoundation, the recapitulation of the world through our Blessed Mother. But then, brothers and sisters, to have recourse to her, not only to follow after her, yes, definitely, to let her be the pattern of our lives, but maybe more importantly, to have recourse to her, to rely upon her, to go to her and rest comfortably under her mantle, knowing that as we grow closer to Our Lady, we will grow closer to our Lord. The world in which we live, in some ways, seems to have returned to that darkness that existed at the time of the birth of Our Lady. We are overshadowed by despair and discouragement and doubt and rancor. It is a society and culture that is steeped in death, prides itself on disobedience, has elevated the life of sin and the sinner to something to be celebrated and the life of righteousness and peace to be rejected. This is the world in which we live. And we can simply recognize that and stay there, or we can also recognize that in the mystery that we celebrate in this holy sacrifice is the mystery that brings hope and confidence and life. Yes, there is darkness. Yes, that darkness oftentimes can lead to despair. But we are believers, brothers and sisters, in a great mystery. And we are drawn continuously into that mystery by relationship with Our Lady. And therefore, we are drawn into a life of hope. If your life, sadly, is marred by darkness and doubt, frustration, confusion, resentment, bitterness, rancor, if you find no joy in the living of your Catholic life, but instead find it onerous and a task too difficult to complete, then you simply are not going to Our Lady enough. You are not allowing Our Lady more completely into your life. I could give you chapter and verse from the earliest memories of my own existence to this very moment now, how our Blessed Mother has transformed me, continuously protected and guided me, most especially in those moments when my own blindness stood in the way of the grace of God. By the light she brings to our souls, that darkness was dispelled and life was given to me yet again. These are not pious platitudes. These are not words that are spoken to somehow overshadow the difficulty of the world in which we find ourselves. They are the only true response to the world in which we live. So today is a good day. For those of you who struggle with your relationship with your Lady, you should go back to her again and pray your rosary. You should persist. Even when it may not make sense to you, or it may not fulfill you, or it may not satisfy you. You being fulfilled, you being satisfied is not nearly as important as you being saved. And our Blessed Mother will assist in the salvation that Christ has wrought for us upon the cross. And for those of you who understand and know how significant and profound and necessary relationship is with our Blessed Mother, do not falter. Remain steadfast. Continue your relationship with her and allow that relationship to every day draw you closer to Him. The question really we have to ask ourselves is, why would we legitimately starve ourselves? Why would we go through killing ourselves day after day when the reality of life is right in front of us? Because God knows how difficult it is for us to be obedient. Because God knows at times how hard of heart we actually are. He's made this as simple as it can possibly be. Pick up your rosary. Say the prayers again and again. Allow the grace of God to wash over you again and again. And in so doing, in drawing Our Lady into your heart and into your soul, and always celebrating Our Lady in every moment of your life, know that in so doing, you are cooperating with the profound graces that God wishes to bestow upon you. You are allowing the nature that you exist to be tilled in such a way that the graces of God truly can be built on the foundation that is you and where you find yourself in the world. And that darkness, which at times it seems is difficult to keep at bay, you will be properly armed with all that you need to not only dispel that darkness, but to participate in the light that comes from Christ and Him alone. It is because she is the model and the pattern of all of these virtues, chastity, obedience, patience, prudence, and all of the other virtues aside, that she is the mediatrix of all graces and participates in a unique way in the redemptive work of our Lord and Savior. The greatest treasure that can be bestowed upon us has indeed been given to us, and that treasure is our Blessed Mother. Do not persist in doubt, darkness, despair, but embrace the light and the truth that is Our Lady, and in so doing, allow the life of Christ to radiate in your hearts and in your souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.